You damsels of Castalia, melt me in and tell ye, extenuate an alien that languishes in war. Dan Cupid has surprised me, waylaid and pamperized me. Why thus he martyrized me is what I wish to know. Exiled in this fair city, a paragon of Pinty, I locrabet my duty and catalogue to tell of the beauties of that matron, my connoisseur and patron. That consort fit for Satan, she's the star of Sunday's well. Expressly fabricated for to be venerated, her waist is estimated at a fully 15 stone. The undulating ocean recalls her vagrant motion, magnanimous devotion, I render her alone. She's blooming and she's bunny, with real estate and money, a floweret filled with honey in a soft suburban dell. And I, the bee, go soaring around her bower adoring the beauty and the star of the star of Sunday's well. This matron subsidizes both bemishes and wises, the viands that she prizes provide a most comely fare. I wish I could administer a modicum of Guinness to her, for there is nothing sinister or mendiable there. Her heart I would allure it, but then the grocer's cure it. He's a trying to secure it with artifices fell. I've given hints abundant unto that rare incumbent to flutter less redundant round the stair of the Sunday's well. Two lovers linked together all in the summer's wender, petrol buried his heather or a stroll along the dike. The blackbirds and the thrushes established in the bushes their elegies and gushes propelled to Kerry Pike. I heard their joking thryster and sighed as far as Clyster, that acquaint a fulsome meister like a hermit's in a cell. For I lacked reciprocation in this matron's cogitation, for I gash a harsh negation from the stare of his Sunday's well.